Modes for Moving Goods. In its definition of modes of transportation, the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary lists common ways in which goods are moved. Road, rail, air, water, ocean or inland waterway, pipeline, multimodal, and courier or parcel services. These modes may be owned by an operator, for example, a railroad in the U.S., owned by a government, for example, roads or canals or railroads in many nations, or globally unowned, for example, an ocean or airspace. Know the differences between modes, because the mode selected affects transportation costs, speed, and flexibility. Transportation costs include how the goods are transported, land, water, road, the terminals where the goods are loaded and unloaded, and the vehicles used to transport the goods. These costs are both fixed and variable. Fixed costs are those that do not change with the volume of goods transported. They include land, facilities, equipment, and some salaries. In contrast, variable costs fluctuate with the volume moved. They include fuel, maintenance, border crossing fees, and certain wages. The following descriptions introduce the various modes of transportation and the cost structure of each. Land, road. Road freight has a significant role in global logistics. Even when a company moves goods by air or sea, a road carrier is most often used to deliver the product from a port of arrival to the final destination, or at least for the short haul portions of the trip. Depending on where it is located, road transport indicates a bicycle, motorcycle, van, single body truck, or truck trailer. The cost structure of the road carrier industry consists of high levels of variable costs and relatively low fixed costs. Variable costs include fuel, road tolls, and other costs that increase with distance, for example, vehicle maintenance. Road carriers' fixed costs include the purchase price of vehicles, insurance, and terminals. Note that labor costs are sometimes treated as fixed costs for the road modality in many cases when employees are paid a salary rather than by distance traveled. If the cost does not change with the amount of cargo aboard and the crew is not paid according to the distance traveled, it can be treated as a fixed cost. Owner-operators who use hourly rates or by distance traveled will treat labor as a variable cost. Building operation and maintenance is not a high fixed cost for road carriers who operate without terminals of their own. Land, rail. Rail moves a high tonnage of bulk commodities using rail cars, including containers or trailers on a flatcar, pulled by a locomotive. The cost structure of the rail carrier industry consists of low levels of variable costs, somewhat low semi-variable costs, and high fixed costs. Variable costs include labor and fuel, which increases with more mileage. Semi-variable costs include maintenance to rights of way, terminals, and trains. Rail fixed costs include track, rail yard, and other capital costs. These costs are borne by the railway owners in the U.S. and by governments as national infrastructure in other countries. Air. Air transportation moves freight in an aircraft's cargo hold or interior cabin, providing owned to two-day shipping and online shipment tracking. The cost structure of the air carrier industry consists of high variable costs and low fixed costs. Air transport's variable costs include labor, fuel, airport landing fees, and aircraft maintenance, which increase with additional mileage. Labor is a variable cost because crews are paid according to the hours they are flying. The majority of fixed costs are for the aircraft leases, or depreciation if owned, and specialized handling equipment and containers. Water. Water is selected for its ability to move heavy loads inexpensively because large ships create economies of scale. They carry massive amounts of cargo per trip and have fuel to operate continuously for weeks at a time. The cost structure of the water carrier industry, inland waterway carriers and ocean carriers, includes high variable costs and relatively low fixed costs. Water transport's variable costs include fuel in addition to dock fees and other operational costs. Fixed costs include capital costs for barges and ships, less depreciation, plus ships' crew costs, which are effectively fixed costs. Pipeline. Pipelines move oil products, natural gas, coal slurry, water, wastewater, and chemicals. Vacuum pneumatic tube systems are another variety. A substantial percentage of the world's petroleum and gas products are carried through pipelines, most of which are buried. The cost structure of the pipeline includes high fixed costs and low variable costs. Fixed costs include construction, rights of way, and terminal facilities. Variable costs include energy for pumping stations and pipeline maintenance. Litigation and lobbying are significant startup or expansion costs because pipeline construction can be a contentious issue. Multimodal transport, intermodal transport. Multimodal transport allows carriers to blend two or more transport modes for the best option that meets shipper requirements. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these related terms, multimodal solutions. Transportation plans that involve multiple means of transportation and coordinate the physical and information requirements. Intermodal transport. 1. Shipments move by different types of equipment, combining the best features of each mode. 2. The use of two or more different carrier modes in the through movement of a shipment. Multimodal transport combines the cost structures of whatever modes are selected. Parcel, courier, and express services. Parcel, courier, and express services carry letters, parcels, packages, and other small shipments that typically weigh less than 150 pounds. The cost structure of these services includes high variable costs and relatively low fixed costs. Variable costs include fuel and vehicle maintenance. Fixed costs include the leasing or depreciation of aircraft and road vehicles, plus the cost of equipment such as scales and packaging equipment. Transportation affects logistics in the following ways. Transportation costs are influenced by a corporation's plants, warehouses, vendors, retail locations, and customers or consumers. Mode of transport affects inventory requirements. High-speed or high-priced transportation systems may require smaller amounts of inventory, while slower, less expensive transportation systems may require larger amounts of inventory. For example, smaller amounts of inventory may be more inexpensive to ship by air than by ocean because ocean freight forwarders charge a minimum of 1 ton for groupage cargo. The selection of a low or high-speed mode can alter the delivery schedule or how freight is packaged. Carrier classification rules and transport mode can influence the packaging. Contract negotiations may change how transportation modes operate. Each mode has different economics, technical structures, and service qualities, volumes, type of freight handled, cost structures, carrier types, equipment variety, and transportation lanes. Current events and industry trends affect each transportation mode in different ways. Selecting transportation lanes that meet schedule, service, and cost requirements is one way to manage transportation costs. A transportation lane is a specific route that carriers take between origin and destination to help traffic flow and to avoid the most problematic areas of the route. For example, a company may be able to avoid certain border crossings with a particular lane, or a shipper can expect delivery by a certain date after selecting a transportation lane that has a specific number of stops between the origin and destination. Carbon emissions by ton kilometer. Different modes of transport move different amounts of freight by the ton kilometer, moving 1,000 kilograms 1 km, and this results in different amounts of carbon dioxide being released by mode. According to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's climate portal, here is how some of the modes stack up in terms of ton kilometers moved and carbon dioxide releases. In 2020, air moved 303 billions of ton kilometers, resulting in 155 million tons of CO2 emissions. It is the least environmentally friendly by ton kilometer, but the total impact is lower than other modes. Rail moved 10,842 billions of ton kilometers, resulting in 170 million tons of CO2 emissions. Rail is the most environmentally friendly ground transport mode. Road moved 26,807 billions of ton kilometers, resulting in 2,230 million tons of CO2 emissions. This mode has the highest emissions in total due to the volume of transport. Water moved 101,486 billions of ton kilometers, resulting in 657 million tons of CO2 emissions. While this is the second highest total emissions of the modes listed, it is the most environmentally friendly mode per ton kilometer. Ocean carriage emits 6 grams of CO2 for every ton transported 1 kilometer. Rail, by comparison, emits 15 grams of CO2 per ton kilometer. Let's look at an example of ocean modality versus air modality for comparing modes by their environmental impact. New, very large ships called triple E-class ships for economy of scale, energy efficient, and environmentally improved, burn through 21,200 gallons of fuel oil each day. In comparison, a Boeing 747 jumbo jet burns about 36,000 gallons of jet fuel on a 10-hour flight. However, fuel oil for ships is more dense than jet fuel, and the mass of the fuel burnt is a determinant of its carbon dioxide impact. The ship's 21,200 gallons of fuel oil translates to about 75 tons, while the 36,000 gallons of jet fuel translates to about 115 tons. International modes. A country's topology, economy, infrastructure, and other macro-environmental factors can greatly influence what transportation mode is used. For example, data for several highly populated countries located on various continents show a wide disparity between infrastructures. See Exhibit 6-7. Not all modes are available in all areas. Source, the World Factbook, www.xia.gov, accessed in 2024. See site for details on when specific data were gathered. How the majority of transportation is handled in a given country is largely dependent on how the infrastructure is organized. For example, it would be difficult to move a massive share of freight by rail in a country like Nigeria, which has an extremely small amount of usable railway available. Changes to the quantity of available media for transportation can occur but are often slow, and some infrastructure may be difficult or impossible to build, such as navigable waterways in a country with a large arid interior such as Australia. That being said, often the importance of transportation mode within a given country is measured by mileage, revenue, and the nature of freight shipped. Exhibit 6-8 compares the amount of freight that several different countries transport annually. Exhibit 6-8 shows the modal split in different regions around the world with the measure of ton kilometers as the metric. Ton kilometers is generally considered a more reliable measure than using only a tonnage metric, as the use of tons entails a higher risk of double counting, particularly for international transport. Sources: European Union Commission, Statistical Pocketbook, 2023, OECD Data Explorer, CEIC, Statistica.